This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hear from Alan Dershowitz in terms of a audio clip later on in the program. And, of course, the audio clip is going to be Dershowitz reacting to what President Obama said about the Israeli, quote, occupation. So we'll tell you about that right here in just a moment, folks. Welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you, 949-822-7959. That is the number if you'd like to call in and opine this morning on the program. You can also go over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to send me a direct message, you can also check me out on Facebook, also on X as well. And you can subscribe to my podcast. We sure appreciate that, too. And so a lot to do over there at KyleWarrenShow.com, and a lot to do here on the program this morning as we head again into hour number two of the weekend edition of the program. And as I mentioned before, yeah, we try to have a little more fun on the weekend edition. And, you know, we let our hair down a little bit more. We just kind of try to kick it, you know, on the weekend edition. But we're glad that you're there, and we're glad to be here. So let's tell you here real quick what President Obama had said. That's got Alan Dershowitz understandably very upset. President Obama spoke to the Obama Foundation's Democracy Forum. Did you know that he had a Democracy Forum? Last Thursday, where he called for a two-state solution. This according to Fox Business News. He called for a two-state solution to and an end to the, quote, occupation, while not clarifying exactly what he meant. He says we need to get to a peace for both Israelis and Palestinians, one that is based on genuine security for Israel and a recognition of its right to exist, and a peace that is based on an end to the occupation and the creation of a viable state and self-determination for the Palestinian people. So you tell me, folks. You know, you've got a former president of the United States talking about this and basically saying, there's an occupation going on. He doesn't really clarify what he's saying, and he doesn't do that. But at the same time, that sort of helps to gin up a lot of this reaction that we're seeing around the country and around the world as well. And so, unfortunately, the two-state solution, by the way, I'm surprised that Obama's talking about that as well, because it has now been demonstrated, and I sort of understand the overall, not just Obama's, not in particular Obama, but the general idea of the two-state solution, because it's been talked about for decades now, for decades. And we are now seeing firsthand, without any other kind of clarification I think needs to be done by the terrorist groups, that a two-state solution is simply not wanted. It is not something that they are fighting for. They didn't attack Israel on October 7th because they wanted to ensure the creation of a two-state system, that somehow they were trying to get Israel and the world's attention to say, it's time for the two-state solution. What is taking so long with this two-state solution? And, of course, that nothing could be further from the truth. They don't want that. They don't want that. They want to destroy Israel. It's just that simple. But so here comes Alan Dershowitz talking about this and talking about it with Maria Bartiromo, and basically talking about, you know, these people on the college campuses and the people on the college campuses, and then, of course, also Barack Obama as well. So let's dip in here and listen to a little bit of part of their discussion where I believe he starts talking about President Obama, who is, I'm sure, has been a friend, you know, more than an acquaintance. You know, he's known the president for quite some time, I'm sure, but he has some pretty choice words for President Obama. Let's listen in.
A reckoning about the history of anti-Semitism and anti-Christian attitudes, anti-patriotism attitudes. No better time than Veterans Day to instill in our young people a sense of pride in America. And what we're hearing on college campuses is a hatred of America, a hatred of Western tradition, a hatred of the Judeo-Christian tradition, a hatred of Israel. And that's intolerable. We want our support. We need you, presidents of universities, to address this problem directly.
Yeah, that is absolutely right. I mean, it is just disgusting what's going on with these activists on college campuses. And look at the ripple effect it's having. Look at the 46 attacks on our troops in the Middle East. You're right. Tomorrow is Veterans Day. Today is the birthday of the Marines, 248 years. That's why I'm wearing my father's army tag, so that I can honor in whatever way I know how our incredible troops all over the world and our incredible veterans that have the courage and the leadership to fight for our freedom. What kind of an impact this is all having? Do you think Obama understands what his words have meant?
I think so. I think he always had a deep hatred of Israel in his heart. He hid it very well. He called me to the Oval Office, and he said to me, Alan, you've known me for a long time. You know I have Israel's back. I didn't realize he meant to paint the target on. And he has never been supportive of Israel. And finally, his true feelings have come out now that he's no longer president and doesn't have elected.
Well, so there you have Alan Dershowitz, and you also heard Maria Bartiromo there, and being very very intense about this subject, because it calls for intensity on this subject. Alan Dershowitz, I think, putting it so well. Well, he said Obama said he had Israel's back, but he didn't realize it was to paint a target on it. Folks, this kind of division, these lines being drawn, and yes, coming out of the woodwork with all of this. It is instructive, it is illuminating, and it's also terrifying all at the same time. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. Stay with us, because we're coming right back. And when we do, we've got much more to talk about and taking your telephone calls, too.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Well, it is the weekend, and I guess you could have chocolate chip ice cream for dinner, I guess, if you wanted to, because it is, in fact, the weekend edition. Welcome back, folks. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you. Of course, 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. We got a caller hanging on. We're going to go right to the caller in just a moment. First, I want to let you know that we'd like for you to join with our sister station, AM 930 The Answer in Sarasota, and national radio host and conservative icon Sebastian Gorka on his Great American Cigar Tour, brought to you by Todd Saylor and Wired Differently, and sponsored by Sarasota Watch Company and Midas Gold Group. It happens on Monday, November 13th, so that's coming up here real quick, folks, at the Corona Cigar Company on North Lemon Avenue in Sarasota. We'll discuss politics and life with great cigars, of course, and also an exclusive book signing by Todd Saylor with his new book, Your Will Be Done. So for details, visit theanswersarasota.com. That's theanswersarasota.com. All right, well, let's head right over to the caller here on line one. Good morning. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Yeah, this is Tony from Tampa, Kyle.
Hey, Tony. Good morning.
Good morning, Kyle. Kyle, let's not forget that Obama spent 20 years in Jeremiah Wright's racist, Jew-hating temple of hate. Let's not forget that where he's from.
You're right about that.
Take care, Kyle.
Hey, thanks, Tony in Tampa. Yeah, I tell you what, yeah, that's really, I'm glad that you brought that up, because even back at that time, you know, it was, well, it's okay. Jeremiah Wright's church, and remember, as I recall, Obama would say, well, I wasn't there on those days, basically, you know, I'm just paraphrasing, you know, I wasn't there on those days, and at the time, I seem to recall, I tried to devise how that would have worked. You know, they would have had to have people that would be watching for, you know, Barack Obama, you know, to come to church that day, and they'd be watching for him. and they may even had to have somebody like up in the higher, you know, floors or something, or up on the, you know, in the bell tower or something, and they'd be watching for Obama, and then they'd have to relay that message down to the floor, so Jeremiah Wright wouldn't actually start up with the stuff that he would talk about, you know, this very, you know, terrible, horrible things that he would say. And they probably had to have some sort of semaphore code or something. You know, it's like, you know, they wave the flags a certain way. It's like, Obama is here. Obama is here. Do not start in with the horrible things that we know that Jeremiah Wright had said. And I appreciate Tony in Tampa so much, you know, bringing that back to our remembrance here, because it made no sense. Everybody knew what, you know, what was one of the things Jeremiah Wright had talked about, what it was, 9/11 was the chickens coming home to roost or something like that. You know, just really horrible, awful things. And so I'm not surprised that we're hearing from Alan Dershowitz, you know, this reaction to Obama's statements. And it just goes to what I was talking about earlier. You have these people coming out of the woodwork, and not just, you know, big politicians and prominent people like Barack Obama, but you have just people going into the streets. And yes, I understand many of these young people, you know, perhaps they don't understand or don't have the whole story on what exactly happened or what the history is, or the fact that these terror groups call for the destruction, not just of Israel, but to kill all the Jews. You know, this is the kind of thing that we thought was done with, you know, when after bringing down the Third Reich, for goodness sake. And as I was growing up, and I think it bears repeating, I think I've mentioned this before, but I think it bears repeating, when I was growing up, you know, we learned about World War II. We learned about what the concentration camps were. We learned what the Holocaust was. And as also, as I recall, there were groups of people known as Holocaust deniers. People would say, no, you know, Hitler never really killed 6 million Jews. This is all a fake. This is all a conspiracy. This is all, you know, some kind of Jewish lie that's being told. And, of course, nothing could be further from the truth. The Holocaust was real. It happened. I remember watching documentaries when I was in school, and you'd hear the people where they had the numbers tattooed onto their arms, and they would recount their stories. And we grew up with the notion that, you know, mankind, you know, rose up and stopped this. And through the Allies and World War II, and then this was I don't want to say taken care of, but it was stopped, and the rallying cry was never again. And you got people in Hamas and in other parts, and I just hate to say, in other parts of the Arab world, who would say, no, again, let's do it again. We have to start this again. And you've got people in this country who seem to be sort of going along with the idea that Hamas is the victim, it's intolerable to live in Gaza, was intolerable, and so it's justified to go do what they did, et cetera, et cetera. It's very disconcerting in the extreme. But what I think is probably the most informative thing about this is that in this day and age, we have people who can latch on to that kind of stuff. So we do have to, you know, convince people. We do have to stand strong. We do have to say, okay, no, we're not going to go down this road again. And the fact that you have people in Congress who are kind of espousing the same kind of notion that, that Israel to the, from the river to the sea, Israel will be free. That's Tlaib. And then Tlaib comes out and says, no, that's not what I meant. You know, you don't get what I'm talking about. I'm really all about coexistence. Well, we don't buy that either. But Tony in Tampa, thank you. I appreciate you bringing that up, because This was talked about back even when Obama was running. And people were shouted down because of it. Well, you can't go after Obama, you know, et cetera, et cetera. You know, he's sort of untouchable in that regard. Well, fast forward many years later, and all of a sudden it's like, whoa! And now this guy, you know, Barack Obama, he's lost Alan Dershowitz. What do you have to do in order to get Alan Dershowitz to really go against you? Now, again, you know, Alan Dershowitz and I could, I know we could sit down and have a wonderful lunch together and talk about things. I would be delighted to sit and talk with Alan Dershowitz about things. I would be delighted to hear his experience and his knowledge and his perspective on things. And we'd probably, I know, by the way, we would part as friends, and we may not agree on everything. But what I've gleaned, especially through all this stuff with Donald Trump and everything, Alan Dershowitz has gone above and beyond to bring out his own civil libertarian structure in support of Donald Trump, in the sense that Donald Trump shouldn't be railroaded. We have to be judicious about how we go about things and so forth. His rights are being trampled on. His name is being trampled on, and it's all being done because of politics. And Dershowitz has opened the eyes of many about this kind of thing, and he's also gotten shunned as well. But now maybe this is an ultimate thing now, with Barack Obama talking about the occupation, and Dershowitz is able to counter it very well. And we thought we were a divided nation on October 6th. Well, now on October 7th, since October 7th, we see where some of these divisions and where sort of the masks come off. But what we're going to do here on this program, you know, we're going to stand with our friends in Israel. We're going to stand with our Jewish friends. We're going to stand with anybody who rejects the idea that you can legitimately call for the end of the State of Israel, or that somehow the Jews are to blame. All this kind of stuff is madness, just madness. But what we're learning, though, here again, is that it's very, very difficult, or I should say, it's illuminating to see what's happening with people, and they're simply saying, okay, all right, gloves are off, masks are off, here's what I really think. And if that's the case, well, at least we know who they are, right? At least we know who they are. All right, folks, when we come back, we're going to hear from Jimmy T. Smith from our interview earlier in the week, all about Veterans Day. And we wanted to bring it back on the weekend edition, because, again, we're honoring our vets, and we say thank you. Stay right there, everybody.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. In a recent interview with Univision, former President Trump commented on the ongoing Israel-Hamas conflict, expressing the view that the situation will need to unfold naturally.
So you have a war that's going on, and you're probably going to have to let this play out.
Trump highlighted the challenge posed by the long-standing hatred between Israelis and Palestinians. Major players in the tech industry are unveiling a new wave of workforce reductions. Amazon is downsizing its music division, the most recent job cuts impacting workers in Latin America, North America, and Europe. Simultaneously, Google is set to reduce its staff in the consumer services department. The state of Washington faces the most severe pothole problem in the U.S., according to data from USA Today, using Google Trends data from the last 3 years. Following Washington, Minnesota, and Michigan are also identified as states with terrible potholes. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue racing through the weekend edition of the program. And we're glad that you're there. We're glad to be here. And so much to talk about. And, of course, today, actually, Saturday morning here, it is officially Veterans Day, November the 11th. And earlier in the week, we talked with our good friend, Jimmy T. Smith, from Concerned Veterans for America. Their website is cv4a.org, and we wanted to bring a replay of the interview back here on the weekend show because, of course, we were talking about veterans' issues and also about Veterans Day as well. So without further ado, let's listen in to our interview with Jimmy T. Smith from Concerned Veterans for America. And, folks, we got a real treat right now, of course. We're going to go ahead and bring on Jimmy T. Smith from Concerned Veterans for America. Check out their website at cv4a.org. Good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning, Kyle, and looking forward to this Veterans Day on Saturday, and hopefully everybody will be able to come out in their communities and hold parades and just celebrate the fact that so many people are willing to put their lives on the line for this nation.
Well, you absolutely well said, and you know, I was just saying earlier on the program that, you know, it's because of our veterans that we even can have a program like this, you know, that we can live in a free country, that we can say what we want to say. I mean, we could go down the list, and it would take us so long to go down the whole list, right? But that's what our veterans have provided for us because of their sacrifice, of their time, their energy, and in many cases they've come home and they've been wounded. And they live with that for the rest of their lives. And it's because, they wanted to serve their country. They love their country so much.
Well, exactly. And, you know, the truth is a lot of people don't really understand what it's like to have been in the military or directly how it correlates to them each and every day. But look at the Navy as a great example. The Navy is our best tool for keeping trade routes open. And trade routes allow us to do trade around the world, which allows us to have a strong economy, which allows people to have the prosperity that they have because of, you know, basically international trade creates business, creates wealth, creates American happiness and prosperity.
Well, indeed, indeed. And again, as you mentioned, Veterans Day is this Saturday. That's November the 11th. And it actually goes back all the way back to World War One, where it was originally known as Armistice Day, because that's what happened on November 11th, 1918.
That's right. It's the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month. And that's why it's always on, you know, unlike a lot of other holidays where they'll do it on a Monday or the day will be shifting, it is always on that day at that time. So that's usually when your parades will kick off and everything. So the easy way to remember is the 11th hour, 11th day of the 11th month. And, yes, you're right. It's because of Armistice Day from World War One that then became Veterans Day.
Indeed. And, again, you know, we honor our vets. And one of the ways that the Concerned Veterans for America does that, obviously, is number one, you try to make sure that the access to the VA is there, that there are the needed reforms that have to happen. But also, of course, and so important right now, is that CV4A, or the Concerned Veterans for America, you also influence policy for wars that are happening now or will happen. We hope not in the near future, obviously, but if our troops are deployed somewhere else, that the policy is there to make sure that they're cared for.
Well, if you look at Syria and Iraq right now, with everything that's going on in the world, this is that example. So we know everybody is always speaking about, well, if our troops in Syria and Iraq get targeted, we're going to strike back heavy and we're going to bring the fire. But the reality is there's no reason for us to be in Syria or Iraq. You know, we've had troops in Iraq for more than 20 years, but this iteration is because of the invasion that took Saddam Hussein out of office. And as part of that, we have had the military there to also help fight ISIS and other things. But in all of that time, they have really not been able to just simply do the job, leave, and come home. There's always a lingering effect of keeping just a couple thousand troops over there. Well, those just a couple thousand troops end up being basically a tripwire into the potential for a future war. So because we finished our job and could not bring our troops home and keep continuing to hear people say keep them there, right now we're getting drawn closer to war because we needlessly have troops in Iraq. And people say, but Jimmy, they're just advisors or they're just doing these menial jobs and things like that. The enemy doesn't care why they're there. The enemy only cares that they're an easy target for them to use drones and other techniques to attack.
Well, right. And then, of course, no matter who the president is, the American president, if our troops or our service people are targeted or, God forbid, killed, well, then the American president is always put in a position where they feel they have to respond. They have to do some damage as a result of that, understandably so. But like you're saying, maybe we don't need to give them that opportunity to hit our troops.
You're 100% right. And the example, of course, is Ronald Reagan and the Marines and what happened in Lebanon. So the Marines had this tragic attack that happened to them. It was both the U.S. Marines and paratroopers from the British, and we lost hundreds of our servicemen and women. And there was a punitive strike that the U.S. did, but then the U.S. drew all of its troops out of Lebanon. And you know what? We never lost troops in Lebanon for those reasons, and we also didn't get dragged into the issue that Lebanon and Israel and all these other countries in those areas were having. So when you look at the geopolitical aspect of things, it's the example. If you don't need to be there to be a useless target, don't be, and that will actually lead you into peace and not lead you into war.
Indeed, indeed. And this all also has to do with the use of military force authorizations that Congress typically has given the president, and those come up for renewal, as if I'm not mistaken, right?
Well, actually, the problem is they don't come up for renewal.
Oh, really?
So the president has the authority to send troops anywhere. It's in the Constitution. But he cannot pay for the troops. On the other hand, the U.S. Congress cannot send troops anywhere, but they are the ones who pay for it. So there's always been the need to declare war. It's in the Constitution. But subsequently, since World War II, there's been no declaration of war. The U.S. military has been simply deployed and then funded by the Congress. And what happened at a certain point, they start to do things where they now do what's called the authorization for use of military force. So instead of declaring war, which is the actual constitutional duty, they just authorize the use of those troops in those areas to help fund it. There is no end state on any of the authorizations for use of the military force at this time. And we're working now to repeal both the 2002 AUMF that allows the troops to be used in Iraq and Syria. And this is the goal, is to help ensure that we don't just see troops being used around the world. An example would be the 2001 authorization for use of military force that allowed us to appropriately respond to the attacks of 9/11 have allowed the United States military to go into 19 different countries. 19
wow.
different countries,
wow.
41 times.
Mm-hmm. That is significant.
This is how we get endless wars. This is how we have unaccountable use of the military.
Well, indeed. And again, these are the kinds of things that the Concerned Veterans for America, they help to work towards. Because obviously, you know, we want to make sure our troops are not in harm's way if they don't have to be, and that the policies are sound. And I was wondering, in the time we have left here, Jimmy, if you could tell us a little bit about, because last time we talked, you mentioned about the Overwatch at cv4a.org, and that's a great place for veterans to go for the breaking news and the veteran community and so forth. Correct.
Correct. And the Overwatch is when you go to our website and you have that bar, you go down on a bar, it has different areas to purview. If you go to Overwatch, it has a lot of articles. And one of the things that we constantly are seeing being done right now is posting stories about the VA failures. So our VA fails, and those stories are there. So as an example, there are stories of veterans who have had to wait months for health care. There's stories about veterans, sadly, who have committed suicide as they've waited for health care, and so on, that basically allows the citizens who want to know more about what's really going on behind the scenes to be better read in. Because if you watch the news, what you're going to get is kind of like what happened in the debate last night. Everybody says, well, the troops are great, and here's what's happening, but they don't really get down into the detail.
Well, there you have it, folks. Jimmy T. Smith, Concerned Veterans for America. That was a great interview, and we wanted to replay it here on the weekend show. Again, because we're talking about Veterans Day, stay right there.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. And I got to tell you, I really am so glad we were able to hear the interview with Jimmy T. Smith from Concerned Veterans for America. We talked with him on Thursday mornings here on the program. And, of course, it's Veterans Day today. And other folks that hear the program at different times during the weekend, different places, different venues, we wanted to make sure that they were able to hear what Jimmy was talking about, of course, helping our vets, and, of course, the history there as well of Veterans Day. So, once again, thanks to Jimmy T. Smith, Concerned Veterans for America, cv4a.org, that's cv4a.org. All right, let's see here. I think we got a call here. I think we have time for this before we get to our Trucker Traveler report, but let's go over here to line one. Line one, good morning. You're on the program. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yes, good morning, Kyle. This is Elliot Wesley Chapel. Look, I want to share something with the gentleman from Tampa that was talking about Barack Obama.
Okay.
I'd like to add just a little more here.
Sure.
You know, Barack Obama, is the biggest fraud in American history. He came to our country like a terrorist. He knew he was a Muslim lover. Instead, he played both sides to convince Americans he was Christianized. My mother and father begged me to vote for this change. I told them I was not a psychic, but I can see right through this guy. He had an alternate plan to win Americans over with his charm. America, you let him use change we can count on to conquer America. What it means is fundamentally changing America by completely flipping America upside down. He is a Muslim demon devil with a plan to destroy our way of life, period. Thank you so much, Kyle. You have a great day.
All right. Thank you, Elliot. Like I'm saying, this is eliciting some pretty intense feelings and remembrances about all this. Especially when Obama was in office. So this is going to be a very interesting time, I have to say, in which to live. Here, real briefly, though, of course, it's time for our Trucker Travel Report this morning, second one of the program, and I did it again. I called an audible, and I changed the song at the last minute. That's a good choice, though. About 1980, right? And I remember hearing this back then, and it really hits all the marks. It's definitely, I put it in the class of, it's just a perfect record. It's a perfect country record. It's really evocative of that era, the time frame that it's in, and of Eddie Rabbit, of course, other great hits as well. And all right, folks, it's time. We're going to real quick take a look at what's happening weather-wise. We know that we got that atmospheric river coming in into the West Coast area, certainly Southern California, churning up near Alaska right now, we understand. And here we go again with the atmospheric rivers. I don't want to hear that. Do you want to hear that? Do you want to hear El Nino? I don't want to hear that. So, well, we got to deal with reality. Richard the Marine checked in earlier from his vantage point on the central coast of Oregon, saying he had rain, and I think it was 52. I think it was 52 degrees up there that he was talking about. So I believe that's what it was. 52 degrees. Just checking back at that. And of course, also, folks, we've got some high winds warnings up in the northwest. This is going through Washington, Spokane, Washington, through northern Idaho, over through northern Montana as well. High winds for our friends in Cheyenne and Cheyenne, Wyoming. We've also got possible dense fog, I believe, in New Mexico along I-25, Albuquerque, down towards Socorro as well, and over a little bit over towards Tucumcari, I believe, if you're heading out that way, heading east. So do be careful, and we continue to see that precipitation, especially for our friends in Atlanta this morning. You've got all kinds of rain all through the state of Georgia and then up through Charlotte, North Carolina, that area, up through Statesville as well, down towards Mobile, Alabama, and down through New Orleans, Louisiana as it heads out to the Gulf, just to the southern tip of Texas as it heads into Mexico. So definitely be careful out there this weekend, wherever you're trucking, wherever you're traveling, whatever you're doing. Oh, and to round it out, of course, our friends up in Seattle right now you've got all kinds of rain that's coming down out of Canada right now. A lot of snow over up in Canada and British Columbia. We're seeing some of that snow up in the higher elevations, of course, in Washington as well. So just be careful. We want you to get there in one piece, and we so much appreciate what you're doing if you're out there on the road this morning, whatever you're doing. And if you're working a job or if you're working a shift or however you're listening to us, whatever you're up to this morning, as I said, we're just glad that you're there. 949-822-7959, that's the number to call if you'd like to opine on the program. And, of course, we're joined right now by our good friend Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Hello, Denise.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Well, here we are. It's the weekend edition. We got the weekend review, but also, of course, we continue to see these protests happen, especially in New York City. I understand Friday night they were having many people out in the streets.
Yeah, New York turned into a mess. And, you know, it was such a mess that they had to close down the train.
Wow.
Grand Central. Yeah. They said several arrests were made. I don't know who arrested who. I find that kind of curious. We don't seem to do that kind of stuff.
right, yeah. Arrest people? What?
Yeah, right. But it occurred to me because of what is happening in New York with all the Palestinians that about 80% of them have no idea why they're out there. They don't know the genesis of this whole thing. So it tells me that they're actually being paid to be out there. Because there were a couple of interviews asking these people, you know, who's Hamas or about Hamas, and they had no idea what Hamas was or who, you know, anything about it. So then I thought, okay, well, somebody is stirring this up. And who might that be? And it seems to me that there is quite the operation, I would say, that's coming out of the United Nations. We know that the United Nations hates Israel. And we know the United Nations has got an awful lot of programs in it for the Palestinians. So something kind of tells me that I think that we have some operatives at the United Nations that are stirring all this trouble.
Yeah, very interesting. Yeah, I mean, that would be significant, wouldn't it?
Well, I mean, I can't prove it, but, you know, there's something else behind this. You just don't have those kinds of numbers and that kind of nonsense going on without somebody truly behind this whole thing. So I would start with the United Nations.
Well, you're right, because it's hard to wrap our head around that somebody would go out and protest in Hamas, you know, or Israel. But I think also some of these folks may hear, hey, Palestine wants to be free. Well, we're going to go out and march so that they're free. But they don't understand the
context. They don't know what free is. They don't even know what Palestine is.
Right, exactly. I point to it on a map, I guess. All right, Denise Simon, hold on real quick there because we're heading to the top of the hour news. Marion St. Pete holding on the telephone line. Please hold on. We're going to come to you right after we come back from the top of the hour news. Everybody stay right there. We have so much more to tell you about, so much more show to do. 949-822-7959. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there.
I came down to hear the secret situation.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
It seems like every day economic news gets more and more sketchy. We're already seeing huge volatility in the stock market and a rapid erosion in the value of the U.S. dollar. But this time, an economic downturn could happen faster than you ever imagined. Direct Bullion USA, America's number one precious metals company, wants to let you know that now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-GOLD and get your free gold investor kit today. Don't wait. Call Direct Bullion USA now at 888-787-4653 and get your free gold and silver survival kit.
With all of the uncertainty of a world gone mad, you can take control of your financial future with one call to Direct Bullion USA. Call us now at 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.